The Marvelous Land of Oz by L. Frank Baum.
Preface
and Author's Notes. The Marvelous Land of Oz, being an account of the further adventures of the Scarecrow and Tin Woodman, and also the strange experiences of the highly magnified Wogglebug, Jack Pumpkinhead, the animated Sawhorse, and the Gump. The story being a sequel to The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum, author of Father Goose, his book, The Wizard of Oz, The Magical Monarch of Mo, The Enchanted Isle of Yew, The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, Dot and Tot of Merryland, etc., etc. Author's Note. After the publication of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, I began to receive notes from children, telling me of their pleasure in reading the story and asking me to write something more about the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman. At first I considered these little letters, frank and earnest though they were, in the light of pretty compliments. But the letters continued to come during the succeeding months and even years. Finally I promised one little girl, who made a long journey to see me and prefer her request. And she is a Dorothy, by the way, that when 1,000 little girls had written me 1,000 little letters asking for the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman, I would write the book. Either little Dorothy was a fairy in disguise and waved her magic wand, or the success of the stage production of The Wizard of Oz made new friends for the story, for the 1,000 letters reached their destination long since, and many more followed. And now, although pleading guilty to long delay, I have kept my promise in this book. L. Frank Baum, Chicago, June, 1904. To those excellent good fellows and comedians, David C. Montgomery and Frank A. Stone, whose clever personations of the Tin Woodman and the Scarecrow have delighted thousands of children throughout the land, this book is gratefully dedicated by the author. End Preface and Author's Note. The Marvelous Land of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 1. Tip Manufactures a Pumpkinhead. In the country of the Gillikins, which is at the north end of the Land of Oz, lived a youth called Tip. There was more to his name than that, for old Mombi often declared that his whole name was Tipitarius. But no one was expected to say such a long word, when Tip would do just as well. This boy remembered nothing of his parents, for he had been brought, when quite young, to be reared by the old woman known as Mombi, whose reputation, I am sorry to say, was none of the best, for the Gillikin people had reason to suspect her of indulging in magical arts, and therefore hesitated to associate with her. Mombi was not exactly a witch, because the good witch who ruled that part of the Land of Oz had forbidden any other witch to exist in her dominions, so Tip's guardian, however much she might aspire to working magic, realized that it was unlawful to be more than a sorceress, or, at most, a wizardess. Tip was made to carry wood from the forest, that the old woman might boil her pot. He also worked in the cornfields, hoeing and husking, and he fed the pigs and milked the four-horned cow that was Mombi's especial pride. But you must not suppose he worked all the time, for he felt that would be bad for him. When sent to the forest, Tip often climbed trees for birds' eggs, or amused himself chasing the fleet white rabbits, or fishing in the brooks with bent pins. Then he would hastily gather his armful of wood and carry it home. And when he was supposed to be working in the cornfields, and the tall stalks hid him from Mombi's view,